Well, you guys, I'm just going to say, why are you smiling like that?
Because I'm so excited.
Okay, so I'm excited too. So all shit aside, this is our very first episode of our podcast called Elastic Conversations. Okay, I didn't know we were going to do that.
I really didn't.
So anyways, basically what we're doing right here is we're going to just basically expand on a few perspectives and hopefully expand a bunch of other people's perspectives while
healing and laughing, remember?
Healing and laughing and being truthful and honest and kitchen table and talking real and just going through some changes and shit. Basically, I have not seen these people since basically high school. We haven't hung out. This is Keisha. This is Venetia. I'm Joe.
Wait a minute. Government names. Let's back it on down. I don't like that name.
Okay. What the hell is your damn
name? V.
Okay. So basically, I'm going to do that back. So I haven't met these people as they sit right here since high school.
We hung out a month ago.
But I mean, as far since as really, really getting to know exactly where y'all have been since high school, how your lives have.
You follow me on Facebook, don't you? So we kind of been.
I mean, I glance, but that's that's basically like a post, you know, but behind the scenes.
But it's fun to kind of
like get to know each other on camera while we heal and laugh, because we all have this thing that we have something to say,
yes.
And it's the most amazing thing. So basically, you want to introduce yourself
to the people.
Hello, world. My name is Keisha. I am a mother of two beautiful daughters. One is 9 and one is 9 months. I'm in social services. That's where I've been working my life away. And, basically I'm here. We're here because we have a whole lot to say, as you can tell. We can't even wait for the other one to shut up. So, but you know, we have a lot of content. We're going to have a lot of laughter, maybe even some tears, jokes, but we hope that whatever we bring to you, you accept, and whatever response we get from you all, we hope that it unveils the truth.
We'll be bringing a lot of tea, too.
Well,
tea time.
That's her, a segment.
You know. Well, you can learn some stuff from tea, though.
You can.
You can. Because if that's your audience and that's how they learn, you know what I'm saying? I've learned from some true
tea. So what are we going to get into today, guys? Because I was thinking.
Venetia.
Oh, I got to introduce myself.
You know it.
And it's not Venetia, baby. It's the.
Well, okay. I'm going to have to work on that.
Well, you already was trying to work on the Creole Queen, so now you got two of them.
Okay.
The Creole Queen of V. My name is V, and I am here to do a podcast with these two crazy folks. I think today we want you guys to get to know who we are, see where we fit within the podcast, see that this may be more of an educational side, this is opinion side, and I'm just off the chains, okay? Unfiltered, okay? So hopefully y'all can relate to us on a lot of topics that we bring to heal and laugh with.
And challenges.
So today, y'all, I think we should get into it. First of all, RIP to Jerome Carmier, class of 98 North Shore. I did have to say that.
Absolutely.
That's devastating. So that was someone that we knew, loved.
Yeah, our classmate that, you know, it's real tragic. Tragic. It's a lot.
I mean, especially when you go through, you know, middle school and everything.
Elementary and high school, this was gun violence related.
Yeah, senseless death. Senseless. It's a lot. Amongst COVID and all the other things that are going on, it's a lot of senseless violence. It's a lot of things that can be
prevented.
Right. So, I mean, rest in peace to him and prayers for his children, his family. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, at this point, I was kind of like lost for words to say, because that's like in your back door. That's at your back door. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to, you know, be like, ooh.
No, it's not about a down situation. I normally never. I'm just gonna be honest. When people say that people die, I really don't know what to say. You know, sometimes I'll be like, "What is this?" You know, like keep your eyes on the prize. You know what I'm saying? What do you say? So, but now that I am that I am, I'm like, you know, what I'm saying, I'm sending you healing energy. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that I can do, because I don't know what that feels like.
The best thing
that
we
moment.
Did was acknowledge it,
and that's one thing.
So that's why I want to give the shout out, North Shore. That is, rest in peace.
And that's why you all. who you are.
The Creole Queen.
To the topic today. The topic today is going to be ideal mate. And yeah, the reason why we chose this topic is because
someone's in love. That's why.
Well, I'm going through love and it's okay. And I think it's a beautiful thing, especially if love is your driving life force. You know what I mean? Yes. And it's my driving life force. And that's what I know about myself. So I'm going to.
So wait, I want to know a little more details. Like, you're in love, love? I feel like you are.
I feel like I am in love. I feel like I'm in love to the capacity that I can feel it right now, in which that I manifested back when.
Mm.
And it wasn't as far as the ideal mate. I wanted to feel a certain way.
Wow.
Okay. And that's what it was, because I didn't know what love was. You know what I mean? Mm. So it's basically because my love that I actually had was cultivated by movies and things that I heard as
false,
a child.
False.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's how mine was. And I always wanted to be, you know, I love a good rescue. I love a good rescue. And if you know what I'm saying, and if you know my life and everything and stuff like that, it's a rescue and it was a yearning for something. So it was more of a feeling. So my ideal mate actually changed. But before I say what my ideal mate was and what I kind of listed the characteristics, what is yours? No, I'm gonna go to Keisha. What is yours?
I don't have an ideal mate. Oh, I think 90% of everybody has had an ideal mate where, you know, we all grow up, oh, I want this, I want him to be this, he has to have eyes, he has to make me laugh, he has to have money. I know some people that are perfect on paper of everything that you want, but in reality, you're like, oh my God, what is wrong with you? Like, who are you? Like, is this what I want? So when I say I don't have an ideal mate, I want to be with somebody that makes me a better me. And if you can make me a better me in any sense, then you're my ideal mate. So it's not technically something that's on paper, that's this. But if you match my fly and can make me better.
And you know what? It's hard to say you want an ideal mate, because a lot of times when you first get into a relationship, you're meeting the representative.
Exactly. Yes,
you're not even meeting the real person.
Exactly.
So you have a whole list and a whole list of expectations, and that person is not reaching them, and you are basically setting yourself up for failure. I say put yourself in the trick bag. You know?
And you know, you have this list, but can you match this list?
Can you match your expectations that you're placing on other people?
If this man has to have money, do you have money? Do you have a car? Do you have a six-figure job? Do you have that? Because if you don't have that and you're expecting something from this person, when you get there, how you going to act? You don't even know how to act.
I feel you on that, because a lot of women are always talking about, I need this, I need that. I'm like, boo, you don't even know how to cook spaghetti. How are you putting requests on the line?
Oh, your house
but don't believe
nasty.
That. It's not
your
just a lot of women.
Hanging on the shower rod. I need help.
It's not just a lot of women, though. A lot of men actually say what they need and what they don't need
to
as well. You know what I'm saying? But I want to double back. And I want to challenge you real quick as far as you saying, you know, make you a better person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it the play on words? Because I'm really like, I really believe that the most powerful muscle in the body is the tongue. Mm-hmm. I truly believe that the most powerful muscle in the body is the tongue. And so many different ways. Yes, just God. But to be honest, you just said to make you a better person.
That may be up to you to do.
No.
Isn't that your job?
Adding to, not take away.
Now, the reason why I say that is because I'm with you and I always like a good challenge and, you know, expand my perspective on it. You know, I'm thinking to more like I've already came ready. I came ready.
So you think.
Yeah, so I think.
So you think.
So I think. So when you say make you a better person, go deeper.
I'm going to go
deeper. How does that make you a better person?
Okay, let's say this.
Where's the challenge?
I'm ready. I'm waiting for God to send me whoever he has. So I think that I'm ready. Mm-hmm. I have my list and I'm ready to be whatever for somebody else, right? So my list is checked and here comes somebody with a characteristic that's not on my list. But this characteristic has pushed me out of my procrastination, out of things that I didn't know that existed in me. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm saying, maybe we playing on words, not to make me a better me, because we supposed to come into something whole. Nobody can, you know, you're supposed to.
Two halves will not do it.
So.
Right, because you are forever growing and unfolding, right?
So what I'm saying is, like, this person.
But what does that look like and feel like, though?
She feels the best.
Let me go deeper.
I'm going to grab you there.
You can grab me. But, I mean, if somebody
She's going to come there. Okay. Walk into the light, Keisha.
I'm coming to the light. So if you're always used to doing something away, like I don't get my hands dirty. I'll pay somebody to do whatever. But that's how I was brought up. You know, I was brought up. You pay somebody else to do it. I'm not a fixer-upper. But I'm not. So if this person is like, hey, how about you try and do it? How about we do this together? Right. Do you know a feeling? It's like a feeling of achievement that you didn't even know you didn't have. Like, and it could be as simple as putting a car seat together or a stroller or something, because I don't do it.
Or making a decision.
True.
Big decision.
True.
Or making decisions.
Or a decision about it's okay for you not to be okay. And I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And when you're always the strong one, and for somebody to be in your corner to let you know that it's okay for you to not be okay. It's okay for you to fall.
So basically what I'm hearing. So basically what I'm hearing is it's okay for you to what? Let go.
Yeah.
Right.
And I am high because strong.
Yes, and that's what I do believe. I feel like love is a feeling of letting go. Mm-hmm. I truly believe it's
that
a feeling.
That comes with trust.
Yeah, it comes trust with trust.
And good communication.
Absolutely.
Because if you can trust somebody, that's when they always say you got to submit and all this. A woman will not submit if they don't trust the man leading. So that's why a lot of women won't submit. So it's almost rounding on to trust brings in more love, brings in I can let go and be free, learn new things.
That's true.
Open up a different aspect of my mind. So I feel where you're coming from.
To unlock that key.
Just unlock mm-hmm. that key. Yeah.
And that's a new aspect of love, because we all, like you said, we think love is one thing. But when somebody helps you become a better you, or like mm-hmm. help you see that you can become better.
Like, not, I want to be healthy and eat better.
Yeah.
I want to be healthy and go
encourage
to the gym.
Encourage you.
Make better
to
decisions.
Make better decisions yeah. for your life or anything.
Save money to get a house.
Because I'm so structured. If it's not structured, I fall to pieces. I need structure. And it's okay not to have structure. It's okay not to be high structure.
But have you ever realized? So for me, when I realized that was kind of like about 3 years ago when I realized I'm okay. There's no such thing as a mistake with me because I've never been me before.
But you have to learn that.
Yeah, but I've never been me before. So it's almost like a live and a learn type of a situation. Mm-hmm. And so when I built the better me of the version that I thought, and then I got into this new relationship, let's just be honest here, I realized that I had worked on so many things that I could work on, but I didn't know that there were things untapped that I did not
yes.
work on. So come to find out, uh-oh. I have a little bit of codependency issues, you guys, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Like, didn't know it, but didn't know that it didn't stem from him. It stemmed from, like, childhood and everything. Mm. So that taught me. So if you want to say make you a better person, that's what I mean.
Oh, I love saying, it.
Make you a better person, because I got to work on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. At least you know what to work on. When right? you can acknowledge it, then you can progress, process it, and come up with a good resolution or growth. I call it a growth spurt.
Or seek the help that you need.
Exactly.
You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? Seek the help, because a lot of people are scared to reopen that trauma. But if you don't reopen that trauma and live and go through and deal with that,
you're going to have a lot of trauma bonding.
You're going to have a lot of issues. Bond. You're going to be afraid to move forward. It traps you in the past.
So for me, what I'm hearing is that basically love can be almost like just self-love. I mean, that's just the only way that I can actually say is self-love. That would be like the only way.
And that comes from you having to love yourself mm-hmm. and being open and willing to accept that good love that mm-hmm. makes you feel good. Because some people do trauma bond. Like I was saying, they bond on dramatics and hostility and dysfunction and all of this trauma bonding that they have. You know, abuse within a relationship is okay because they're bonding as two broken people.
Right.
Well, because that's what they were taught up, brought up with, this love.
Well, but sometimes once you know better, you do better. Sometimes people are stuck there because they haven't met that ideal mate that will take them to a different level of being the better them.
Because there is no such thing as an ideal mate. But hold on. Let me ask you this.
Did I not say that?
Does everything change? Does your list change because of your age, though? Does it change because of your wisdom? Does it change because of your clock? Does it change because of your surroundings?
I think it changes because of your experience.
So for me, my main one, that when we had thought about this topic and I went through a list of things from the past that I wanted mm-hmm. and I feel like my only thing that I want my ideal mate to have is a sense of love and belonging.
To who?
And just a period, sense. Probably, just a sense of love and belonging, because that is the number one thing that I struggle with, a sense of love and belonging. And the reason why that happens like that, and it's like I was trying to think about, like, and I learned this through Breanne Brown. And because I was like, I'm okay with every single thing, but then I waver. So my sense of love and belonging, if a person has a sense of love and belonging, then they pretty much have a sense of the capabilities of being loved and worthy of being loved. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like that self-love. You have to love yourself first before you can allow anybody to love you. So it's almost on the level of, if I know you love yourself, I know you're ready for love.
Yeah, that. Yeah. And then it promotes, like, because don't you always want to feel like you belong?
Yeah, you do. It gives
like,
you,
I don't know, maybe that's good. Maybe that's me. Maybe I, for me, I've never felt like I belonged. You know what I mean? So
how about now in this day and time, it's 2021, we stop trying to feel like we belong. That might be your blessing in disguise.
No, I already, and, you know, and that's what I had to realize.
The new you have gotten to that part.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's when I realized I came to the situation with feeling love and belonging, but belonging to something greater and different, a different connection. And that's what I had going on. And then this came in and it's like, okay, then I realized that codependency was equal to the belonging. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
You know what
sense.
I'm saying? What's dependent to the belonging, which creates and promotes shame. And it does, because you might be in a different situation, and depending on how your mind works, that to me, it's like being able to know who you are and what makes you tick.
That's
and what makes you trigger, and being willing to work on themselves. And so that's the thing that I think, that's the only thing.
But that's why it's so important for when you get ready to indulge into a relationship, that you get with somebody that you know, like, you know their past and what triggers them and different things like that, because that could be a chaotic relationship when you're working on yourself, or you have these issues and this person has this issue and you don't know you're triggering issues with them. They're not telling you anything. So that's why it's always important to know who you are with. And a lot, like you said, in the beginning, a lot of people
know who you're with.
Yeah.
You don't even know who they are.
What if they don't even know?
A lot of people don't know.
Well, that goes back to what she was saying. It has to be two whole people
willing.
You have to have worked on yourself. Because two broken people are not going to make a functional relationship. You're bringing in so much baggage, abandonment issues, because your mama left you when you was a baby. And all of this tragedy and trauma bonding, you're bringing it to the relationship, and at that point you're also destroying someone else's spirit, someone else's aura and energy. Mm-hmm. So why go around being dysfunctional? So if you're not ready for love, be honest with yourself. Don't that codependency comes in when you feel like you just need somebody. You need somebody to do what? To destroy them because you need a punching bag, because you're not where you need to be.
But you also have to realize, but when you get to the point to where you feel that and you're able to vocalize that.
Come on now.
You see what I'm saying? Because me feeling that, and I'm realizing, okay, let me be present, because I'm always present.
Yes.
And I'm always very present to where I'm like, let me dial back in this consciousness and see exactly where it's just going, because I could not be in this much goddamn rage with this guy right now because he didn't grab my hand. You know what I mean? You know, and so
ooh,
it's like,
you're saying it sounds that you, that's growth.
Yes.
You just said one of the things that
and that's what I did. I had to realize that, because I have to realize that I don't have to feel connected by fully being seen.
Right.
Ooh. But here we go. That also goes into, people have to be aware, your mate, your significant other, have to be aware of your love language.
But what about your love language?
Well, I mean, my love, I'm words of affirmation.
Forget the people. I want to know about you.
I'm words of affirmation and acts of service, but I'm more so words of affirmation. I don't You don't have to buy me nothing. I want you to tell me. Tell me how I make you feel. Tell me. I want you to, I want, that means more to me. I hate when somebody gives me a card and don't write on the inside of it.
Oh my.
I hate it. Don't sign your name. I'd rather a letter than a card. I want you to tell me. I need that.
And see, like, I'm a shower. I'm like, I don't care if you write on the inside. As long as you gave me the card and showed me you were trying. You're showing me you're trying to show me you love me. You're trying.
So what are you?
I'm one of those people, I'm a doer. You better do it. I don't want to hear not one word, okay? I don't want to hear you going to do this and that. I want what you to see it. That's how what my daddy set up. That's what
that guy said, I'm a doer.
I'm a doer. Do it. I don't care about no list. What I say is, I'm a free spirit. I'm going with the wind. I'm just living life. And when I see you're adding to my cup, that feels like love to me. Like, I just want you to be.
That's your love language.
That's my love language. I want to feel secure. I want to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And I want to feel like you're pouring into me and I take it.
Oh, feel okay, it. I want to feel what you feel.
See, okay, listen.
Feel
it. When ooh, they ooh, don't ooh. Give you your love language, it takes away from you. You running on empty. See, that's what that, so.
Maybe I'm so arrogant I don't run on empty. I don't care because I love myself so much. If you can't show it to me, I'll show it to myself.
Okay. Venetia.
So, I'm saying, I'm being serious. Like, I'm just saying I really get into and it. I don't put that much on my mate.
But I get how. Knowing your history, I get how you feel like that. I can get how you feel because I can feel that a little bit. Yeah. But
we've already talked about how you're like my mate, and I'm like your.
You know what I'm saying? Like for real, like I can really get that, and I'll be like, I just want to choke her out. Like for real, like bitch, get some type of sensitiveness. Show me you hurt. Show me something.
But why not?
Because I hate to say this, but I'm in control of my emotions and I'm in control of my reactions.
Right.
So no matter what someone does to me, it doesn't affect me because I'm not processing it like that. I'm looking at it as that's your issue. Like if you don't want to hold my hand, that's your issue. I'm happy with myself. If you don't want to tell me you love me or show me you love me, I don't care because I love myself.
Okay, well, what's too much?
Too much is messing up and then doing all the right things to act like you've been good at love. But really, it's just to pacify me because you know you done fucked up. All right, y'all. So the ideal mate, I think that was exciting.
Yes, I think it was deep.
Yeah, it was deep. We got to go into it a little bit. I'm glad I kind of got the moon on over to something new and before we had to tap into what I had going on. So
yes.
We're gonna be a part two.
No, but hold on. It's gonna be a little bit of a part two because I really want these two heifers, and I call them heifers, and I don't give a damn. Okay, I want these two heifers to really dig deep. And Keisha was really getting ready to get off up into it and everything and unveil some truth, baby. And when I tell you, I'm so ready for it. I'm ready
too.
For it. I know y'all gonna be ready for it too.
Y'all better get ready because we're gonna be tapping into all kind of stuff, just not relationships and
just
love
relationships.
And all the pretty ice cream and unicorn shit,
and we not the really deepness.
Not all the time. No. We might talk about like what's going on in the news with the Democrats,
sex.
Who knows?
Anything.
We might get into politics.
Everything is on the table.
Everything and anything we will discuss
and challenge.
Hey. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be bringing some tea.
And expanding that tea.
Ooh, and the shade. Okay, it'll be throughout the podcast now. Y'all didn't see a little bit of the shade. I wanted to talk to them about some, but I said I ain't going to do it to them today.
She's going
to
do it.
Okay, so remember y'all, they was talking about how I was late last time. Well, today we're going to talk about how they was procrastinating for 2 months. Get into it.
We're going to talk about some things, but you know,
that was the first show. They ain't even see that one probably.
But you know what? We got a lot of things that's going to happen and stuff like that, but we really going to know where this heifer is coming from that's sitting right here. In this middle, they got this good blonde on today. Let's get into the blonde because we're gonna keep it real, we're gonna keep it funky and everything and stuff like that. Things will be edited out and everything and stuff, but that's the joy and the fun of like the podcast.
But we're gonna keep it real. We're gonna be ourselves. Y'all are gonna learn about us. We wanna learn about y'all. We're gonna do some things where we do contests. We might do events. Y'all gonna see us in the city. Y'all gonna remember these faces.
And
y'all
some hosting and you know, and just hopefully that you
and hopefully
know
get the name right. V.
Yeah, it's gonna be V. We're gonna go with V. We're gonna go with V.
We working with resource here. So
but I probably would never say V.
I'm just master. Our best friends were in there. Stop, guys.
Oh, okay. No.
No shade. Look, shade. We love y'all.
No,
too.
I did have a friend in there too.
No,
as well.
I had a
he spread it a vicious rumor about me and he was no longer a friend.
Okay, guys, oh,
but we'll talk about that at another time and everything and stuff like that.
Drop,
no, I know you do.
Drop.
And I'm gonna be messy too.
Okay,
let's talk about the ones that are on the down low.
Okay.
No. I didn't want to talk about that.
No, let's let the viewers know what they can expect from
maybe
me.
Maybe I will.
Basically, from Elastic Conversations, like she said, some realness, some rawness, some up in your face, some kitchen table talk, some growth. Really, for me, I really hope that this is the first time that we're actually doing this, right? This is the first time that I'm actually doing this. She's already done this before. Done you know, she's been in radio. And we're just learning how to do this. And we're just, as long as you grow with us, and I hope that you grow with us and happen to unfold with us as we cohesively get this
That's
down
the deep
pack.
Part. We hope that y'all laugh and love to get crunk with
because
us, okay?
It's not really that serious because really and truly, these two bitches, they crazy. And I don't know what made me like literally just sit up there and be like, you know what, you guys? Yeah, this is a go. But I'm glad that I said it's a go. Like intuition basically pushed me forward and I let go. Just like that look. But I let go, you know what I'm saying? So getting to know about us and hopefully getting to get some questions and answers and topics from you
mental
guys.
Health and fitness, finances. Like some things need to be talked about on how people need to get that credit together.
Yeah,
how to get a house, how to get a business account started, how to, you know, get grants and loans and business loans. Like all kind of things. We want to stretch the conversation like elastic, talk about love, wealth, generational wealth, talk about mental health, just a bunch of different things that y'all can get into.
And not just basically showing the Instagram posts that are only 2 minutes or the pictures and everything. Actually getting to know what we do and getting to know all of us and what we actually can bring to the table. Because like I said, we're going to bring some guests on the show too that are actually some licensed therapists.
Doctors.
And some spiritualists. PhDs. And yes. People that have children that actually have, that are on the spectrum. Because I know I got one in my family too as well. And everybody has one in their family. And you know, and it is what it is. And when I say one because we all one and we all connected. So it's not like
we're going to talk about family.
Yeah,
we're
going to
talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Everything.
Okay, and the happiness and the joys and the wishes and the dreams.
I
don't
want to say this. We're going to talk about baby daddies.
Gary.
Get into Gary. It.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. So it's got to be a part two to this because we said basically what we wanted as an ideal mate. And then we're going to come back and we're going to touch on, bitch, what do you have?
Ooh, I won't be here that day, but I'm glad to listen into it.
Bitch, what did you end up with? Okay? What did you manifest? What did you leave out?
And that's it.
So now that we got all of that down pat on what we're going to be talking about, we got to get people led to where we're going to be at so y'all can go straight into our podcast and where we're going to be posted. Y'all can find us anywhere podcasts are streaming. And our handle is going to be _elasticconversations. Okay? So I'm going to post it on all of our, social medias.
So basically, follow. Look for us.
On YouTube,
and actually, really and truly,
Spotify.
I won't be looking like that. But really and truly, I'm going to be looking for that growth. I'm going to be looking for that connection. I'm going to be looking for that change. I'm going to be looking for that laughter and everything. So basically, follow us on every podcast streaming service that's out there,
and
build us up and challenge us and everything and stuff like that, bitch. If I need to put on a little powder. Bitch, damn, I need to put on a little powder.
If you're not liking this wig, let me know. Okay?
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to be honest. So let's just keep it funky and everything and stuff like that. Because I said funky. I was going to do this. And I'm so transparent. So you guys, I'm like a recovering addict and everything. And a bitch lost some teeth along the way. So I don't give a damn. And if there's anybody out there
that's looking for a pro bono. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
I'm in the process. But bitch, teeth are expensive. So I don't understand what's up with the Delta Dental, bitch. I don't know.
And if y'all are doing lipo out there for any type of advertisement. Yeah. No,
because I'm sweating right now. there's this thing called hyperhidrosis. I'm telling you, I'm gonna turn y'all on to a bunch of stuff.
See, that's health and fitness. We're gonna get into that.
Hyperhidrosis.
Losing weight. I just recently lost 100 pounds. I'm gonna get into that. Okay, we're gonna be open about it and everything. Okay, I'm gonna tell y'all what y'all can do, what can be done, and some people are doing detox and stuff.
Yes,
like that.
As we speak.
Actually lost a little weight just because it was just a battle of depression for 2 weeks, bitch.
I wouldn't eat when I was depressed. That's when I eat the most. But I want y'all to get into it. Okay, follow
us. But I love you guys.
Elastic Conversations everywhere where podcasts are streaming. Get into it, y'all.
Click like and share.
And it's called Elastic Conversations. So we got to stress that Elastic Conversations.
And let me stress, my name is V. Okay? I love y'all.
And I'm Juwan.
Keisha, click like and share.
Elastic Conversations.
I love the way you say that.
Click like and share.
We might be on TikTok.
She got children.